We hear St. Paul say, our citizenship is in heaven. And I heard that many, many times. I think we all have. But it's only when we realize a little bit more about the Philippians that we understand exactly what St. Paul is meaning by this phrase, our citizenship is in heaven. So this morning I want to give a little bit of a background to those in Philippi, and it will help us to understand what is being said here. Philippi was a city that was taken by the Romans when they conquered Greece and Macedonia. And where Philippi is situated, it's right on where a pass is going through the mountains that separate Asia and Europe. One of the very few passes that go between Asia and Europe through the mountains. And so the Romans immediately saw this as a strategic point. And we know the Romans had a great strategic genius, as well as a political genius, which is why they were able to expand the entire empire. And so what they would do in the case when they found a very strategic city is they would make it a colony of Rome. And what that means is that that city would be linked by a Roman road so that the commerce could go in between and that armies could get there very quickly if needed. And the way that they would retain the loyalty of these cities is they would send a colony of Romans, often those who had served in the army. After 21 years in the Roman army, you received full Roman citizenship, and they would give them all the honors of Rome in that city. So in Philippi, being a colony of Rome, it would have had this pretty sizable contingent of Romans. And these Romans would hold fast to their customs, to their laws, even to their language. They would continue to speak Latin. They would hold themselves in this strong community, and they would enjoy all the privileges of being a Roman citizen, which meant for them usually lucrative positions in the government, places in trade, properties, titles. And so the Romans inside of the city of Philippi would be seen as this group that was holding on to their customs and traditions and were enjoying the privileges of being Roman citizens. And so when St. Paul reminds his listeners that they're citizens of heaven, he's saying, remember, as you look to these Romans in your city, you come from a much greater kingdom than them. Your privileges are much higher than what they have been given. Your privileges are eternal. And even in this life, you have that peace. You have that knowledge of God. You have those gifts that the world cannot give. And so, hold fast to your traditions. Hold fast to the customs of heaven. Hold fast to the language of heaven. Don't allow the world around you to change you. Remain citizens of heaven, the way those Romans remain citizens of Rome. They don't allow the culture around them to change them. In fact, we see in time Rome changes the cultures they go into. And so this is the image that St. Paul is giving to us this morning, that we are citizens of heaven. We're an outpost of heaven here in Chillicothe, that we're not to allow the world to change us, but that we are to hold fast to our customs, our laws, our traditions, those of heaven. And what is the laws of heaven? It's charity, it's love, and truth. And so this is the message of St. Paul to us this morning. And when I thought about this, I looked at so many signs I see of this parish as an outpost of heaven, of a different kingdom, that it shows itself to be different from the world. And just a few signs that I've noticed in the last few months here. One, citizens are banding together to support themselves in the faith. So for example, just a couple of weeks ago, it was on Mardi Gras, I was at the poorhouse, and I ran into this group of women from our parish, and they were telling me that they were there, that they usually get together and pray together, that they were celebrating that night. It was like, wow, this prayer group's going on, I didn't even realize it. Just this week, I was speaking to a pastor of another parish, or not a parish, but a Protestant church in our community, and he said that he was speaking to this person who was so excited to share about their faith that they were having these small prayer groups that were meeting in their homes, and they were parishioners from our parish. And he said it was so moving to hear their excitement of the faith. These I didn't even know were going on, these prayer groups that are meeting. And I think of the number of men in our parish have wanted to start something on Saturday mornings, that they're coming together, citizens of an outpost of the kingdom, who are getting together to support one another. I think of the citizens concerned about that their children are supported in the faith, that they're going to learn the customs and the laws. In just the last few months, we've had some parishioners of some high school boys who've gotten together, and they have their boys picked a couple of mentors, some Catholic men from our parishes, and they meet on a regular basis. And it helps them build their friendships in Jesus Christ. It keeps the customs of heaven, the laws of the church, that it helps support one another. Because these parents know that the world has great influence on us. And yet we're citizens of a different kingdom. And we have to make sure we're helping give those tools to remain citizens of this different kingdom. Citizens living the law of heaven. Love. Every week, I see it outside my window as I see the St. Vincent de Paul Society, Tuesdays and Fridays. So many people coming from our community. Not simply getting material assistance, but also being treated with dignity as equals by those who are serving. And so many of you who are supporting that through your support of the St. Vincent de Paul Society and the 40 cans for Lent and things like that, or actually working at the St. Vincent de Paul pantry. These are ways that we're holding to the laws of heaven. I've noticed in the last few months, and of course it goes on quite a bit, but this gathering around those who are sick right now, helping families that are going through illnesses, bringing dinners and such, living this law of love. And then so many acts of love in daily life that many of you don't even notice that your faith is having an impact on other people. I hear just people talking about things going on at work and stuff, and I realize that if they weren't formed in the faith the way they are, it would be a completely different interaction that they're having. But love is being communicated because they are citizens of heaven. Citizens of heaven bring the laws of love to a seemingly barbarian culture where children can be killed in the first 9 months of their life. And in some states like New York and Virginia, they're trying to push that even farther. But it's like being citizens in this foreign country and saying, these are wrong. And I've heard about, in the last couple of weeks, two different parishioners going up and testifying before the Senate hearing on the heartbeat bill. Several parishioners going up the day that it passed to celebrate. And this is citizens of heaven, helping to bring those just laws to the culture that is around them. And citizens who continue to give their allegiance to the Lord every day in these ways. I also think of some of our parishioners I've talked with recently that are undergoing incredibly tough sicknesses and illnesses, that they're offering that for you and for me. They've said explicitly that they are offering their sufferings for this community. I mean, these are true citizens of heaven, who live that law of heaven, the law of charity. And finally, the fact that we're here, that you're here, that in a year when the church has been at the center of news stories of scandal and such, that every Sunday hundreds of people come into this church to worship the true Lord, the true King of heaven. That in itself is a great witness to you as citizens, not of this world, but citizens of a greater kingdom, that you don't allow the world to influence you in that way, but you come and you worship the true King. And in the week, I watch day and nighttime, all through the hours, people coming into the Adoration Chapel and spending time to worship their King and to receive from Him that strength for their mission in this world. And so let me say with St. Paul, as he says this morning, therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, beloved. Now, as this is St. Patrick's Day, I want to conclude this homily with one of his prayers. This is a prayer that he wrote as he was going to spread the faith, he, a true citizen of heaven, and he was given word that an ambush was awaiting him. And so he prayed to ask that the Lord be with him, and this is a section of that that prayer. But it reminds us that in this citizenship, the king we serve is not somewhere far off away from us, the way the emperor was in Rome. For us, our king is right next to us. Our king fights along with us. Our king is always there as we seek to advance his kingdom. And this is what St. Patrick noticed and knew, and why he wrote what's now called St. Patrick's Breastplate. And this is a passage from that. Christ to shield me today, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me.